Time now for your letters, but first, a correction. Last week, I spoke with NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley about President Obama's commencement speech at the University of Notre Dame. Several of you pointed out that Scott incorrectly called Notre Dame the biggest Catholic university in the country. That title actually belongs to DePaul University in Chicago. Some of you felt swindled by NPR's Gwen Tompkins piece about Somali pirates and how they do business. Bob Menzel of Hialeah, Florida, complained that it was too whimsical. Piracy is a crime, he wrote, or perhaps that comes as news to your reporter. This is why NPR is attacked, sometimes rightfully, for its political correctness. Piracy is not a morally neutral matter. Many of you didn't feel neutral about Diane Roberts' essay on the demise of newspapers, which she called a blow to democracy. She mourned the loss of the tactile pleasure readers get when they hold the paper in their hands. Wayne Lang of San Bernardino, California, agrees.
Having been using the Internet for many years, I still prefer to get my news and human interest stories from newspapers. There's nothing like sitting back with a newspaper and a cup of coffee and relaxing. That doesn't happen in front of a computer screen.
But Jeffrey Cooney of Bloomington, Indiana, says it's time to move on.
Had newspapers in the last few years done a better job of deep investigative journalism instead of focusing on fashion, travel, and food, they might have a rosier future. The Internet does, in fact, provide many alternative points of view, and whether we approve or not, technology and change march on.
Some of you became nostalgic when you heard our interview with the author of a new book reminiscing about the Ed Sullivan Show. David Kelly of Santa Monica, California, shared this memory with us.
I cannot say how many times I've replayed in the back of my head that evening Ed Sullivan welcomed Tiny Tim to play his ukulele and sing Tiptoe Through the Tulips. My parents sat there speechless, mouths half opened, while we kids rolled on the floor under the table laughing till our bellies hurt. Thank you for the briefest memory of a very different time and society than we live in today.
Ed Sullivan, Ed Sullivan, we're gonna be on Ed Sullivan.
If we make you laugh or cry, leave a comment on our website, npr.org, or click on the Contact Us link to send an email. You can also follow me on Twitter at NPR Leanne Hansen, all one word. This is NPR News.